This is Fresh Air. Gary Clark Jr. is a 28-year-old guitarist from Austin, Texas, who's established a reputation as an exciting performer who mixes blues, rock, and soul music into his compositions. He's become well-known to a broad audience for his performances at music festivals, ranging from Lollapalooza to the Newport Folk Festival. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Clark's major label debut called Black and Blue.
The roar in Gary Clark Jr.'s blues guitar and in his vocal on that song, Bright Lights. It's one of the few straight-up blues on what is essentially the introduction of one of the most highly praised young blues guitarists in recent times. Because while Clark comes out of a blues tradition, he's also a 20-something who's taken in all of contemporary music as well.
I don't believe in competition.
I don't believe in competition, ain't nobody else like me around, he sings on that song, Ain't Messin' Around. It's a boasting song, a chunk of neo-soul with a vehement horn section. Stylistically, Clark is all over the map. On The Life, Clark speaks conversational verses, not rapping, but not full-out singing either, inviting some hip-hop rhythm and percussion into his music. And sometimes Clark breaks out with Chuck Berry-ish rock and roll, as on Travis County. Showpiece of this album, Clark's calling card for dexterity as well as authenticity, is probably the 9 minutes-plus medley of Jimi Hendrix's Third Stone from the Sun combined with Little Johnny Taylor's If You Love Me Like You Say, a combo that Clark can reportedly stretch out to 20 minutes in concert. I'd say he serves himself even better with the awe-inspiring blare of his own composition called Numb and this concise blast of blues rock, Glitter Ain't Gold.
Are we to live?
Black and Blue has been produced by Mike Elizondo, who's worked with acts ranging from Dr. Dre to Fiona Apple, and a few other cuts overseen by Warner Brothers Records chairman Rob Cavallo, the man who brought you Green Day. They clearly think that in Gary Clark Jr., they've got the hottest young blues performer since Robert Cray. I'd say Clark is still a work in progress. His voice is a bit thin for the heavy blues and rock that he likes to tackle, which is why his vocals seem more heavily produced than his guitar playing. But his eclecticism isn't just showing off. He has a real feel for each genre he mixes and matches. Black and Blue may be uneven, but it's also something rare, a blues album by a young artist that's less a sober attempt at worthiness than the raucous shout of a happy talent.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Gary Clark Jr.'s new album, Black and Blue. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. And you can follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Shurrock. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Heidi Simon is doing our online media. Sue Spolin directed today's show. I'm Terry Gross.